Our next guest on Northside today is Gareth Crowe, fundraising organiser at Goethe Ireland. Gareth, you're very welcome to the show.
Good morning. Great to be here.
Cheers, Gareth. No problem. Gareth, can you tell our listeners a little bit about National Soup Week, which is starting off tomorrow?
Well, National Soup Week begins tomorrow, as you said, and it's part of Goethe's Soup for Life campaign, which is now in its fourth year. We have a lot of exciting campaigns, but Soup for Life really stands out as a particularly exciting initiative. Basically, everyone enjoys soup. Everyone has to have lunch. Everyone has to have dinner. And people like to eat out. People like to go to cafes to do that. And what we've done is we've asked cafes, restaurants, pubs, and even householders across Ireland to support Goethe through the sale of soup. So for every bowl of soup bought in some of our participating restaurants and cafes and pubs, they've very kindly agreed to donate about €1 back to us here in Goethe. And that money will be used for a specific project in Kenya. And actually, it's going to provide milk to school-going children for 2 years and also provide education in market garden preparation. So it's a very exciting campaign. We're really looking forward to tomorrow now.
Sounds like a fantastic initiative. And how many years has it been going?
This is now our fourth year running. It's a very new campaign. Charitable campaigns take a while to get going. I mean, a lot of us will be familiar with other charitable campaigns, but Soup for Life is really gaining traction across Ireland. It's almost becoming a household name, we're glad to say. So we have some really high-profile supporters behind us. I mean, we have the Vintners Federation of Ireland, the Licensed Vintners Association, our old friends in the Restaurants Association of Ireland, and Bobby Kerr from Insomnia Coffee Company, also of Dragon's Den fame. He was our original supporter, actually, going back 4 years ago, and he's with us again this year. And actually, very excitingly, this year, we also, on Wednesday, we were in government buildings meeting with the Taoiseach. And Enda is all game for Soup for Life, and he's delighted to support us. So we're really getting high-profile supporters.
That sounds absolutely fantastic. Now, I take as well that the restaurants and the premises that are involved in the National Soup Week, are they taking their own kind of little spin on soup? It's always seen as the packet soup, the kind of old boring soup. Is there new kind of things happening?
Yeah, some of the restaurants really they're almost as excited as we are. I mean, we're almost feeding off their enthusiasm at this stage. Some of them have African-themed soups or Soup for Life-themed soups. But we also have a partnership this year. So if you don't have time during the next week to eat out, or you don't want the expense of eating out, perhaps, we're delighted that this year we have Erin Soup on board with us. So you can actually support this initiative at home with your bowl of soup after for lunch or whatever. So in the chill cabinet, the new range of Erin Fresh Soups will have Goethe branding on them. So every time you buy one of those and bring them home and have them for your lunch or whatever it is, 5 cents will come back to us here in Goethe for the work that we do in Kenya. So literally, it's going to be hard to escape Soup for Life for the next week.
And it is absolutely fantastic. Now, the work on the ground that you do over in Kenya, how have you seen that develop over the last few years?
Well, Goethe is Ireland's longest established overseas aid agency. We were founded in 1965, and I'm delighted to say we're still going strong. I mean, you know, we have a large presence in social media, print media, national media, every week. So Goethe is a strong agency. We have fantastic loyal, generous donors across Ireland, in every county of Ireland, and we have shops in Ireland. But our work, we don't do disaster relief. We don't do sort of off-the-hip type relief. We do sustainable development. We will go into a community like the community we're funding in Karenjet in Kenya, and we will educate the community to look after themselves. It's sustainable aid. So we're not going in and doing a quick fix, if you like, and walking out again. We're with these communities for the long haul, and you really see the results after a couple of years.
So it's not necessarily an emergency relief organisation by any means?
No, it's not. It's not. But the positive thing is that we're helping these communities to help themselves in a sustainable way over a protracted period. And it's heartening to see it, quite frankly. It really is. And when you see some of the photographs on www.soupforlife.ie, you'll see the results that the money that we raise makes to really ordinary people every single day. And at the end of the day, I know we have problems here in Ireland, and we do, but these are the poorest people on earth, and that's the reality of it. These are the poorest people on earth.
And it shows the great work that you're actually doing in the times that we're still in, the kind of doom and gloom times that people still refer to. It's a testament to yourselves to keep pursuing what you're doing.
Absolutely, and you know, we have an awful lot about what Goethe does is about, obviously, people's generosity, but it's also about our volunteers across the length and breadth of Ireland who stand outside church gates collecting money week in, week out, rain, hail, or shine. And that's the truth of it. I mean, these people are committed. They're hardcore Goethe supporters, but they're also hardcore supporters of the work that we do in sub-Saharan Africa. And Soup for Life is a brilliant campaign, but it's just one part of the work that we do every day.
And just referring back to your website, there's recipes and kind of ideas on how to get involved on your website as
there
well.
There is, absolutely. And you'll also be able to see, if you're interested in supporting the campaign, you'll be able to see where some of our participating restaurants are. The likes of Avoca Hand Weavers, the likes of Fallon and Byrne, the likes of Blazing Salads, the likes of KC Peaches, some of our really hardcore supporters in Dublin City and also around the country, like we have Amicus in Cork, we have Yates Tavern in Sligo, just to name a few. But we have, already today, we have well over 300 individual participating restaurants alone. So it'll be hard to miss this one now.
That sounds absolutely fantastic, Gareth. And if people kind of, I take you on Facebook and Twitter?
We're on Facebook, absolutely. Check out Goethe's Facebook page and if possible, like and share our Facebook posts. We're trying to spread the good word, and we have a website, which is www.goethe.org, and we have a specific soup website, which is www.soupforlife.ie, and I hope as many of your listeners will check it out tomorrow. It runs from tomorrow, March the 1st, until March the 8th, and we really need your support.
That's absolutely great, Gareth. It's always a pleasure talking to you, Gareth.
Thanks, Owen. Thanks for your time.
No worries. Thanks, Gareth.
Take care now. Bye-bye. Bye.